Florida Governor Rick Scott has held a total of 6 bill signings so far for a group of bills that will give tax breaks to the state's businesses and rebrand the unemployment program to be a reemployment program. In a weekly radio address, Scott said the move will make Florida an even more attractive state for businesses.
To help create jobs in our state, we have enacted measures to eliminate burdensome state rules and regulations.
But will the proposals help create jobs? The measures Scott signed would make changes like bumping up the state's corporate income tax exemption from $25,000 to $50,000 and give sales tax exemptions to certain industries like giving packing plants an exemption on the electricity they use. Their changes Florida's National Federation of Independent Businesses Executive Director Bill Hurley says will unquestionably help businesses.
When we do anything to reduce their costs that government imposes on them, that increases their willingness to take that chance and go out and expand.
Hurley says his members are also excited about a measure that, if approved by 60% of the voters in a referendum vote, would amend the state's constitution to double the tangible personal property tax exemption for businesses. Jim Cherry owns Cherry Communications in Tallahassee. He has a small office with a handful of permanent employees and a big pool of 50 to more than 100 temporary workers, depending on his current job. Cherry's business is conducting over-the-phone surveys, generally about political issues. He says for him, an increase in the state's tangible personal property tax exemption would definitely be a help.
One of the unfair things I've always thought is that if a business person has cash, they can take a trip to Hawaii, they can buy art for their home, and it's not taxable. Yet if you do something positive to create jobs, you know, buy more equipment so you can hire an extra person or two or upgrade your business or increase your productivity, you're actually taxed for that.
Cherry says he looks forward to using any savings for upgrading and buying more phone equipment, but he can't say for sure that he plans to create new jobs. And Hurley says it's hard to show an example of a business that gets lower taxes and, as a result, adds a job. But he says it's happening. For example, a survey put out by the Florida Chamber of Commerce shows 37% of the small businesses it surveyed plan to hire new employees during the next 6 months. That's up from 30% in July of 2011. But on the other hand, Robert Lynch, who chairs the Department of Economics at Washington College and authored the book Rethinking Growth Strategies: How State and Local Taxes Affect Economic Development, says cutting business taxes doesn't generally lead to growth. He says most studies are fairly unanimous in finding that reducing taxes on businesses has a very small impact on economic growth. Sometimes that impact is positive, but Lynch says often it's actually negative.
People don't realize what a small part of total business costs state and local taxes are. For the typical firm in Florida, of their total cost of doing business, the taxes, the state and local taxes they pay typically amount to a little bit over 1% of their total costs. You know, if you cut business taxes 20% or 25%, you're reducing the cost of business by 0.2 or 0.25%, leaving intact the other 99.75 or 99.8% of costs.
Lynch says that's not really a big enough percentage for a business to make a main consideration when making an investment decision.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland did a big analysis of all manufacturing relocations in the United States between 1972 and 1992, and they found that the states with the most generous business tax incentives had no more relocations than the states with the fewest business tax incentives. So the idea that businesses move to a state in response to various incentives is grossly exaggerated. There really isn't any strong evidence to support that.
Lynch says there is strong evidence to show that often businesses move because of the needs of executives who are looking for things like good school systems, low crime rates, recreation facilities, museums, and other quality of life considerations. And he says cutting business taxes means the government has less money to provide those kinds of services. But reducing business taxes in an effort to grow jobs is not just a Florida trend, but a trend that can be seen just about nationwide. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.